Tefillah for Life, Shir 1108, Yom Sheni B'Shabbes, Parshas Dvarim. The Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, Zacharti lo chesed nuhurayich avas kilulaysayich. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, I remember chesed nuhurayich, lechtech acharai b'midbar. Follow me out to the midbar. Famous Pasuk, we say it on Rosh Hashanah, famous Pasuk. And in the Arizal, the Sfarim bring from the Arizal that the generation after Yetzias Mitzrayim, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called Panim Be'achar, our face to the back of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Not a Panim Be'panim, not an open relationship, but so to speak, a face to a back. We were facing his back. The Kasha is, in fact, the Kasha is a Maggid. That L'chaira, this Madrega of the Dara Midbar, was the greatest Madrega the Klal Yisrael ever had. They had Kriyas Yamsuf, they had Mon, they had Matan Torah, Anani HaKavod, etc. This should be Panim B'Panim. This should be the example of a real relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zok Kozhnitz HaMagid, he says, at a time that the Rebbeinu Shlom demonstrates his face to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they see Nisim, and they see Neflois. It's not such a chiddush that they serve the Rebbeinu Shlom. When you're in the king's palace, and you see all the covet, of course, you're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not panim b'panim. That's lechtech acharai b'midbar. That's panim b'achar, so to speak. We don't have a full relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom. He explains the main madrega the Klal Yisrael had is zacharti lo chesed nuhurayich Avas Kilulay Sayich, the beginning of the Pasuk. When Klal Yisrael went out to the Midbar and they didn't know anything, they didn't know what the Rebbeinu Shlom was going to give them, they weren't worried, they followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Zacharti Lo Chesed Nuraich. But Lechtech Acharai B'Midbar, in the Midbar, Zakta Kozhnitz HaMagid from the Arizal, that's Acharai. That's not the same level as a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zok there, in the later generations, when we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person davens, he doesn't feel like he's talking to the Rebbeinu Shlom, and still he davens. Zok the Kozhnitz HaMagid, that is the epitome of relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's panim b'panim, that's face to face, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person davens and he struggles, and he's trying to focus on one pasuk here and one pasuk there, like we explained, what he's doing is he's connecting to the Rebbeinu Shlom, panim b'panim. In a certain way, he's greater than the Madrega of the Dor HaMidbar. They had Nisim. By then it was open. Now it's closed. We don't see the Rebbeinu Shlom. If we're able to maintain our tefillah and our Torah and our Avodah, that's a face-to-face relationship, an open relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.